Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. We are continuing the Halachos of Hadlakas Neiris, and we're up to one of the last Shurim on Hadlakas Neiris. The Shulchan Aruch in Siv Ches speaks about Tosefes Or, which means extra light. The example he gives, if there's a few Balabatim who live in one house, so does each one light candles with a bracha? Each wife lights candles with a bracha, or only one of them lights with a bracha, and the Mechaber brings down two different days. The Ramah paskins that each one makes their own bracha. Each family makes their own bracha. Mishpuru explains what's the reason. The reason is because the more light you have, the more simcha, the more covered you have. But the Achronim speak out that this Ramah and this heter to make each family makes their own bracha only applies if you're lighting the makam achila. You're lighting the place where the suda is. Because in the place where the suda, the more light you have, the more simcha brings, the more covered it brings. But if you're lighting in a different room where there anyway it's light, either from a candle or from electric light, it doesn't apply this din of the Tosefes Or. It doesn't make sense that you say the more R is more covered. Covered for what? You can see anyway. Therefore, only applies by the Makom Achila. And why is the Shaila so negaya? It's very negaya if someone is eating out Friday night. He's staying at home. He's not eating at home. He's eating somewhere else, eating by his parents' house Friday night. So where should his wife light candles? On one hand, you say she shouldn't light by the place where she's eating because there, the mother of that house anyway is lighting candles. So your candles is Tosefes Or, which is not the most Chatrila. On the other hand, if you're lighting your house, so where you're lighting your house? You're lighting your dining room, there's a light there. And you're not eating there. So what's the Tosefes, what's special about the neris you're lighting? Now, first of all, it would have to be lit when you come back home, because if not, it's not Brach Latali. You weren't in that at all. But even if it's lit when you come back, what's the Hana of having some candles lighting when you come back? You're not eating there. So therefore, the only way that would work is if you sat down and ate something there, maybe that would work. So therefore, Linnaeus Daiti, the best Eitzah is, you should light candles with a bracha by the place where you're eating, and there, the halacha is, you make a bracha on the Tosefes Or. And if you want to do the Lefnim Rishus HaDin, what you do is, if you light candles in your own house, candles that will be lit when you come back, or turn on the electric lights in your own house, and when you come back, the electric lights will be on, don't make a bracha, but don't be mafsik either with any talking, and when you get to the place where you're eating, she will light and make the bracha, and that bracha will go back on both the lighting she does in the place where she's eating, and the light she lit in the house where she lives, and therefore you'll chaperayin all the shittas. Another shaila is very negay. If someone's in a hotel for Shabbos, they have a private room, and there you have to put on the light in that room, in the bathroom, for shalom bayis, but there's not a din of lighting the candles. So the problem is, where you're lighting candles. So if you light candles on the table where you're eating in the hotel, that's a chetchila gomor, you're lighting candles, the hadlakas there is by where you're eating. But, and even if you don't light mamish on your table, if you light in the place where you're eating, that's also l'chari l'chatchila. But if you're lighting the lobby, a lot of achorinim hold it's mamish bracha v'atala. Because what are you doing? What's the cover of light in the lobby? You're not eating there. You're just walking around there. So therefore, the best thing is to light by the table. If you can't, what's the hitzah? So someone told me they saw where Shlomo Miller went for Shabbos to the Deir Shu Shabbos. What his wife did was, she put on the light in her room, L'Kavod Shabbos, in the bathroom, L'Kavod Shabbos, and without talking, she came and lit in the lobby. So there, at least you have the light in the room, the bracha goes back on that also, saves the bracha v'atala. Someone else told me that his eitzah was, you should actually, don't put on the light in the bathroom, and light hadlakas neiris in the bathroom, and make a bracha out of the bathroom. You light the neiris in the bathroom, that will be your light, and you make the bracha out of the bathroom, that's mamash chatchila. But they told me that someone asked the Skveradayin, and Skveradayin said, no, it's not covered to have the neiris in the bathroom. Back upon him, the best thing definitely is to try to light by the makom achila when a person's in a hotel.